1010 here on the Mighty 690, and we'll be back to Open Line here in just a few moments. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and head to the line where we have Becky Barnhart joining us this morning. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing just fine. So it's good to visit with everyone. It's going to be a really nice day, but we need to think about winter weather and our pets. That's something I'd like to talk about today.
Of course. That's a great reminder there.
Well, yeah, you know, there's some animals, there's some dogs and cats, that, for that matter, that aren't allowed in the house for various reasons. But sometimes we forget that just because we have a doghouse out there for them or a shelter, that that's sufficient. And I kind of want to remind people that there are some really good ideas about how to keep that doghouse warmer. And obviously, the first one would be, don't face it towards the wind. Have it so the wind is not blowing in. Put a cover over the door, even if it's just an old piece of carpet or a thick cloth, just to put a flap over that door to help keep the heat in. And they also have suggested you elevate it off the ground, so it's just not sitting on the cold ground. And instead of putting, like, blankets and towels in for warmth, it's suggested you use straw. And not hay, but the straw. They said the blankets and the towels will get wet and they freeze, so therefore there's no warmth there. And then the last one that I read about was size of the doghouse. You know, you don't want a chihuahua in an igloo built for a lab. You know, they need that small space to keep that body heat going. And because their body is trying to stay warm, they use up more calories. So you really need to increase the food intake and always make sure there's water there, because they can become dehydrated just by trying to keep themselves warm. So I thought it was a good article, and I thought I might share it with everyone just to kind of give you a reminder that winter is going to be here, and it is going to be some very cold days and just good ideas for doghouses. And along that line, I wanted to mention the board met last night, and we have 5 doghouses at the shelter that we're not using. Now, they're not in the perfect shape, but they would certainly do a good job for people needing doghouses. They're the Igloo brand. There are 5 of them. One is a small, and then there are 2 mediums and 2 large. So if you're in the need of a doghouse or know someone that needs a doghouse, you might tell them, and they can come out to the shelter and we'll help you load that up and, you know, be good for someone's pet. So wanted to mention that too. And then the last thing I want to talk about before I talk about the best part of the whole show is the animals. City Rec is doing another wonderful fundraiser for us, and it will be this coming Monday, December 18th, from 6 to 7:30. And it is taking having your pet's picture taken with Santa. And, of course, they've really stressed, please don't, if you have a dog that is not friendly with everybody else, please don't bring a vicious animal or a cranky animal. We don't want anything bad to happen. But come out between the 6 and 7:30, get your pet's picture taken with Santa. They do a nice job. They've done this for years, and then they show the pictures, and they always seem to have a really nice job. And if there's no cost involved, that there is hopefully a donation made towards the shelter, and that would be in the form of dog food, cat food, toys, blankets. Right now, we're good with blankets, but you always hate to say, you know, don't, because you never know when you're going to need them. But the usual list of things that we always ask for, Dawn detergent, bleach, those are very important. Doesn't sound very fun for the animal maybe, but it is in the fact that we're keeping them clean with those products. So anyway, come out and help City Rec do another great fundraiser for the shelter, and we sure appreciate them doing that for us.
Excellent. That's going to be a great event, kind of getting the holiday spirit with your pets and all that good stuff. So sounds like it's going to be a good event.
I think they've done a good job. I've seen the pictures, and they have a really nice backdrop, and then Santa's sitting there, and I've had some friends that have had their dogs out, and I don't know about any cats, that I don't know, but I know there's some really friendly, laid-back cats that probably would do well in that situation. So if that fits you, then bring your kitty cat. Now, let's talk about the animals available. We've had only one adoption this week. That's better than zero, and it was a wonderful little striped kitten that was chosen yesterday. I believe the adoption was, or the day before, but it was this week. We are full. I just was looking at Facebook, and I noticed AWOL is full, so we're not the only one that's in this situation. It could be time of year. We just don't know, but right now we are full with large dogs. We've got some long-timers that we really I'm going to talk about. We'd love to see them find that home. We've got some dogs that have already been spayed or neutered, meaning that the day you chose that dog, they could go home with you. You wouldn't have to wait for the surgery and then pick up the dog. So we've got some good situations with the dogs. Cats, I think last week we were zero or we had one. We had Sugar Plum, and she's a sweet little gray kitten, has little tufts of hair coming out of her ears, and she's a pretty gray. I think she's going to have a little long hair. Kind of has, looks like she's got maybe some minks in her. We named her Sugar Plum, but I noticed that someone at the shelter had also changed it to Misty. So whatever, you know, it doesn't matter as long as she becomes your kitten, you can call her whatever. But she is a really pretty little kitten. She's been there the longest. We've had some litters come in this last week. We've got a litter of really pretty gray. I know there's a name for that type of cat that's a gray, you know, kind of a charcoal color. Maybe smoky would be a better description. But there's three of them, just beautiful kittens. And I think the mother's there. There's the adult there. So they came in. They had been in someone's home. It was a stray. She took care of the kitten. So, again, we got some great people that they will do this. They'll bring the kittens in, and they house, you know, do the kitty litter and love them and socialize them, and then they bring them to the shelter for adoption. So that's a good thing. And we have several little black kittens out there. And it's kind of interesting. They all look alike in the fact that they're all black, with maybe a little white, you know, tuft right here at their chest, or maybe they're a little white on their paws. But I think, without a doubt, the black kittens that we get out there, and cats, are the friendliest. They just, their personalities seem to always be they're very happy to have people. They're people cats, and they talk, and they, you know, the paws come out, and they smack at you to give them some attention. But I have found this to be true with many of the black cats that we have out there. So we've got some great ones. Their eyes color is kind of a yellow or maybe a green. But they're beautiful. They're ready to come home, be adopted. We don't always talk about, well, let's get a kitten or a puppy for Christmas. We know that doesn't always work out. But it still might be a time that you want to get a pet for the family, make it a family pet. But if not, that's fine. You know, we'll have January, and you can introduce a pet to your home in January. Christmas is pretty busy. Sometimes it's not the best time to bring home a pet. That's pretty much sums up the cats. But like I said, there's nine of them now, or last week we had one. So as we said, it's always ever-changing at the shelter. We've got some great dogs that have been with us and just hasn't been their day. And Lester would be one of them. He's a nice tan color. He would have to be an only child. He does not play well with others, but that's okay. Sometimes people just want that one dog. He's a great dog. Someone needs to come out and check him out. Bluey came in. Bluey was found, and the family kept him for a few days and brought him in. She's kind of a small-looking lab with a very short tail, very friendly. And Lisa is also another small, maybe a lab mix. She's already been spayed, so she could go home the day you select her. She's a very nice dog, probably not going to get much bigger, medium size. Captain, oh my gosh, I think Captain and Rex and Lucky are the three that we determined last night have been there the longest. Captain is, and they've been fixed, so they could go home the day you select them. Captain is the one that's kind of a basset hound mix. He's kind of long in length, short little legs. He has one leg that's just a little shorter, so he kind of has a funny little walk, but he's a good dog. Lucky, of course, is because we think he was hit maybe by a car, brought in, and he's healed, and he's great. Rex is the yellow-looking lab. He's a great dog. He knows commands. He walks nice on the leash. He is a bigger dog, so maybe if you're looking for a well-mannered, larger dog, Rex is the guy. Grumbles has come in. He's a smaller dog, and he's an older dog. And we were talking last night, he might make a great pet for an older couple because he's not going to get any bigger. He's not going to be jumping all over everything. So if you know an older couple that's been looking for maybe a medium-sized dog, Grumbles would be. And he looks kind of grumpy, I think, is why the name came up, but he's not. But he's just a good little brown dog. We have a husky this in, and huskies, here we go again. We've got two huskies that have come in this last week, and one's ready to be put up for adoption, and he's a talker. He loves to talk. And then we have a little chow mix that came in that's also available now. I think that's about all that I was going to bring about today. I should mention there's two dachshunds that came in. This is kind of a sad story. The owner has recently had some health issues, is going to have surgery, will not be able to care. It was very sad, but she chose to bring them in, hoping that they'll find a forever home. They've always been together. They're dachshund mixes. Both boys, they're about 3 years old. Thor and Loki, I believe, are their names. They're very good dogs. They just, you know, an unfortunate situation with the owner. So she chose to ask us to help them find a new home. So that's some of the animals that are at the shelter. I haven't hit on all of them. Please come out and look around. We're there 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. Danny is so good about doing appointments. If you call and say, hey, I heard about this dog or heard about this cat, he's so good about meeting you and visiting, let you come in and make a visit. Christmas hours will be a little bit different. Christmas Eve, I think we're just going to be there. That's a Sunday. I think it'll just be a clean and feed. I don't think we'll be open to the public. Pretty sure we're not. Christmas Day, obviously, we will not be open to the public. Other than that, the hours are the same. Our telephone number, 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. We had a very nice open house. We again thank everyone for coming out and sharing with the animals. They do appreciate all those treats and new toys and new blankets. And I think that's it, James. The needs are always the same. Because we now have some kittens, it would be nice maybe to get some kitten food in. And we do have a mother beagle and puppies that will be available the first of the year. The mama dog is a beautiful, wonderful beagle. We'd sure like to find her a home. And she has three pups that will be, as I said, available in January. We've had quite a strong interest on the beagle puppies. So Danny has set up kind of a wait list, you know, to sign up, and because there's only three. So, but if beagle is a breed that you're interested in, we believe them to be full, and they're just sweethearts. So that'll be the first of the year, new adoptions going out, hopefully.
All righty. Hey, that's a good report there, Becky. We do appreciate that. So much good stuff going on. And, you know, hope people can stop by and see it. Even, you know, the fact that you're still open here as we kind of get into the holiday season here.
Right. Right. And, you know, if there isn't, sometimes you're wanting to add a pet, you can sometimes just come in and maybe just set up a sponsorship. And then you can come back in and say, okay, I want to come in, or kind of a gift certificate type situation, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And we could pick something up, and then the family could come in January and pick out their new kitten or pick out their new dog or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a fun thing, too, for families
that's
to
a great
share
idea.
The joy.
That's
yeah.
a great idea. All righty. Well, Becky, appreciate you coming on by, and look forward to chatting again here next week.
All right. Stay safe, and talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one. That is Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We appreciate her coming on by. And we do have Open Line returning here in a couple of minutes, so keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.